This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Oh, wow, we're alive today, and things have been changing around the world as we know it. And, you know, a lot of things have been taking us by storm, and I know that many of us have been dealing with, obviously, the main situation at hand, but there's been all these other news stories, all these other things that have been coming out of the middle of nowhere. And it's always interesting because when we're dealing with certain things and we're going through it, we're... Well, what I consider, it's distractions. Some of it's very interesting, but a lot of it is distractions, things that are distracting us from who we are and what we need to be doing. So on today's show, I'm going to be talking about the distractions, the numerous ones, actually. There's many of them. The responsibilities that we have throughout all of this, no matter what's happening, and our personal growth. Where do we go from here? Really, where do we go from here? What's our next step, and what do we want to try to achieve, to work through, to do what we need to do, and to make changes in our life? Joining me later on in the hour, Dan Nelson. Dan is our resident historian, our genealogist, who brings up our historical background. And in today's conversation, we're going to be talking about, obviously, the change that's taken place in our society. I don't think that a lot of us are aware of how far women's rights have come. I don't think that many of us are aware that, you know, back in the day and how long back he's talking about, you know, women were lucky to marry well. And that's kind of the best thing they could do. I mean, a lot of times most women were either taking care of the house, which is a very admirable thing, but it's all they were allowed to do, or maybe be a seamstress. Again, all they were allowed to do. And so I think it's interesting, historically speaking, how certain things have obviously changed within women's suffrage and women's rights. But on the flip side, you know, within some of his stories, we see that some people just get away with absolutely anything. And we see that that's the same as in today. Right. And so it's very interesting. And we'll be talking about that later on as well. Joining me later on as well, Liz London. Liz is the creator of the Portal to the Divine, and she is a sound alchemist, and she's going to be helping us to, well, to de-stress and to allow ourselves to see some of the power we have just within the sound that we can create. And we're going to be doing some really cool stuff here in studio next week. She's going to be here in the studio, and she's told me, she's promised me that she's going to give me some instrument to play, okay? So we will see. We will see what happens. I'm sure she will. She's an amazing lady, and we're going to learn a lot about this stuff. Because, you know, sound is important, and many of us know how music is important and how sound is important, and many of us really connect with the music that we listen to, but we really don't know how important it really is and the value that it provides. So very powerful stuff. So, you know, today we're talking about, well, honestly, distractions, responsibilities, and personal growth. Where do we go from here? So, you know, the distractions have been numerous, and I'm not saying that some of them are not real, and I'm not saying that they didn't happen, okay? You know, we're not going that far, but we are going to say that distractions are very real, and many of us have distractions in our own family. You know, maybe we have one family member who we adoringly love, but who is incredibly dramatic, kind of off the deep end and doing things. And so we're constantly trying to take care of that one person and trying to figure out how to safeguard them or how to make their life better. You know, and some of us might be married to someone who might be dealing with a lot. And so a lot of times we're looking at their problems, their issues, because it seems easier to solve their issues and problems, right? Because that's just the way life is. I mean, other people's issues seem a lot easier to solve than my own. And you know, it's interesting, we can focus on that and really, really focus on that to the point where we end up losing our focus. So we have to pull focus back to ourselves, right? Maybe we're in toxic relationships. Maybe we have toxic relationships with people we work with. And we're constantly dealing with it for 10 to 12 hours a day. And we come home, and then at that point we use another distraction like drinking or smoking and drinking and TV to try to decompress. And then we go to bed and we do it all the next day. Do you see what I'm saying? And so all this stuff and all these distractions, even the distractions that we bring on ourselves, that gets in the way of our personal growth, right? And it's interesting, I've been watching the news lately, you know, and catching a lot of stuff on Google and what have you. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know what's been going on lately. We've been in the middle of what is considered or what has been called a pandemic. Many of you agree, many of you disagree. Many of you think that the protocol was too much, many of you think it wasn't enough. Okay, so we're not arguing that. But what's been going on right now is the fact that our world has been pulled out from underneath us. The carpet has been pulled out. You know, the carpet in most downtown cities has been rolled up and there's been nobody around. There's, you know, 20-something million people out of work, you know, and so we're dealing with an interesting cycle, not only in our world, but in our economy. And so there's a lot of things going on around that, and I know that many of you have been trying to get those loans and all kinds of things to help your business, just like me, and many of you, just like me, have not heard back anything. And we see a lot of the fat cats getting it, and we see a lot of the companies getting it. That doesn't seem to be right. We can look at both sides of the coin of that, right? We can say that some people are employing a lot of employees and so they need the money. Other people can say, well, why doesn't it go to small businesses? Because small businesses are the fabric of our society. You know, I know that many of us have been on hold for hours and hours. I've been on hold for hours and hours with one company, another big distraction, and they play the same song the entire time. I got to hear Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles for about a combination of about 3 hours and 22 minutes. So it did keep me in a decent mood, but it did get a little irritating, right? And I still haven't heard back the information that I need. We've also realized that, you know, the Pentagon has let out those videos of the UFOs that many of us have been talking about for a very long time. Okay, interesting stuff to be like that in a pandemic, as well as Kim Jong-un's situation with the concubines, and that's the reason why he's really not there. So now we found that he's still alive. All these things are very interesting because if you start getting engrossed in these distractions, as well as the toxic relationships in your life, as well as the family member that seems to never kind of get it right, as well as maybe the person that seems to always need help but never takes the advice. So we have that whole combination, as well as any of the work stressors or angst that's coming along. And many of us were on furlough, so many folks didn't go to work. And the stress of dealing with that, and how am I going to pay the bills, and how am I going to take care of this? And so right now we need to realize what are real and what are distractions. Maybe some things can be real, but what are the things that you want to pull focus from and focus more on? I've realized that we can only focus on so many things at one time. And we can only get so many things right. And so that's something that I really want you to begin to think about. Because otherwise we are spread extremely thin, right? We're spread thin. We don't have enough bandwidth to focus on the things that actually make our life better, right? So we need to be able to try to figure out how to make our life better. Not how to make it harder. Not how to make it more frustrating. Not how to make it more overwhelming. Not to make us want to drink more, or whatever that is that you look for to escape. It's about really trying to figure out what can I do to offset some of these distractions. What distractions matter directly in my life, right? What things matter directly into my life? What things actually matter on my progress? And I know that some of us have very altruistic beliefs as well. So if you want to get involved with a charity, or you want to stop things that really, really upset you, that really bug you and hurt you and make you cry at the core, then I am not stepping in the way of that. But you need to figure out how to do that, as well as add that into your life and your responsibilities. And I think many of us have realized that throughout this time, our responsibilities don't change. No matter if every restaurant on the planet is closed, right? No matter if every gym on the planet is closed, our responsibilities do not stop. And I know that some of us have been seeing some of our friends on social media and Facebook seem to be having the time of their life, while we seem to either be trudging through trying to work or doing the best we can to try to keep some sort of normalcy to be afloat. One of the things I realize is that comparison is futile. I mean, to compare yourself to anybody else, well, unfortunately, it's something we easily do. Many of us do it more often than not. I'm also part of that problem as well, and I'm working at it. I'm trying to work to be part of the solution, to stop focusing on what other people are doing. And I'm doing a good job of it, but still it does seem like a lot of people have it a little bit easier and a little better of a life. So we got to refocus that, because that gets in the way of us giving us our all and actually doing what we need to really be purpose-driven in our life to be successful. And I get it. Yes, sometimes it does seem that there is a great divide. And I'm not about to argue that reality, because I believe that that is true to some degree. But I do think that we can really focus on our attainment, our goals, and our justifications of what we want to create here on this planet while we're here. And so later on in the hour, I'm going to be talking about this personal growth component. What are the next steps? Because I think many of us have awakened to certain things in our life, right? We've awakened to the fact that, well, we have to do whatever we have to do no matter what. We have to work on ourselves no matter what. We have to be consistent no matter what's going on around us. And I think these last few weeks, these last 6 weeks, these last 8 weeks for some people, these last 9 weeks for some people, have really shown us that no matter what's happening on the outside world, we have to keep focused on what we need to be doing. Otherwise, we get lost or we end up falling on our responsibilities. So what are some things that you want to really create while you're in this dynamic? What are some things that you want to create in this dimension that we call Earth, that we call here in this three-dimensional world? What are some things that you want to do, and how do you plan on doing them? And I think that's some powerful questions to ask yourself. And I don't think we ask ourselves enough what we really want to do. I catch myself kind of getting in and just doing what has to be done, but I don't really focus on, okay, I would really like to be doing this, or how do I take this to the next level, or how do I start to do this, or how do I really focus my energy on that, and how do I better serve myself and other people by focusing on something different? I think that many of us get into that same old mentality, and that's something that I want you to think about right now. I mean, how often do you catch yourself thinking the same things, doing the same things? It's almost as if you're in some sort of pattern, right, that needs to be fixed and needs to be worked on. So start looking at the cycle patterns that you have in your life. I mean, do you find that you go into certain patterns in relationships? What about in your career? Does it seem like you've been there before? And if so, and you're doing it again, it means that we haven't really learned what we need to learn. And we need to really stop and stop going through the motions and say, why am I doing this again? Why am I having this sort of lifetime deja vu? What is this supposed to be showing me, and what am I supposed to be gathering from that information? Information is key, and understanding yourself is key, and the only way you can really do it is by really seeing those patterns in your life that speak volumes, right? Normally, they're very difficult for us to see because they're so close. Very easy for others to see. The same is with other people's problems, right? And so our problems are usually what I like to consider a blind spot, right? It's that blind spot. It's the same as in your car. You got several blind spots. It's hard to see. Other people, when they're driving by, you can obviously see there's a car to your right side, and you might not be able to see it, right? It's the same as our issues in our life. What are the blind spots that you haven't dealt with? It's time to really do an inventory and evaluation. And if you want to think about the idea of the car, walking around the car, just like walking around your life and really focusing on what are the things that I am not happy with? What are the things that seem to be undone all the time? What seems to be kind of, I don't know, I mean, like, I think a lot of us see things and we realize some things are just not right. What's not working? And what are some things that we can do to make some changes, to even out our playing field, to make things a little easier on ourselves, and to also be understand ourselves? When I return, I'll be talking more about this, more about the distractions and responsibilities, but better yet, the personal growth and where do we go from here. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes. Are you an artist?
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. you can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for Couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for Couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for Couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today's show, we're talking about distractions, responsibilities, and personal growth. What do you do next? Where do we go from here? I know that a lot of us have had a lot of responsibilities, and with the distractions combined from the news and this pandemic, and everything else that's going on with, you know, the UFO spottings and the new videos coming out of the Pentagon and everything else in between. It's always interesting. Not to mention social media. I'm sure that many of you are on social media and you're watching people's posts and the comments and the drama. And not to mention your own relationship issues and the problems at home and maybe the toxic relationships or the challenging boss or whoever it might be that you're dealing with as well. So we have all that combined. And then we have the responsibilities of taking care of family members, working, responsibilities, paying the rent, paying the mortgage, doing all that stuff. And trying to take care of ourselves and trying to get a workout in and trying to do this and trying to do that. And it can be overwhelming. And it's like, where does that personal growth part come in when you're exhausted? When does that come in? And I've realized that there has to be time made for it. There's no specific time for personal growth. There's no time that says, hey, guys, you got an extra couple of hours here. It's time for some personal growth. No, it's not like that. It's about trying to figure out what can we do What can we do to make ourselves better than we were yesterday? And what can I begin to work on right now? And I think that one of the things is looking at how we make personal judgments on ourselves, because I think that many of us are judging ourselves very harsh, very difficult. We put a lot on our plate. We are our toughest critic, constantly putting ourselves down, not good enough. But I think there's also an equilibrium between that and building yourself up. I think that we can't just sit on our laurels and find like everything we do is just perfect. That's just not the case. And if we want to grow and we want to expand and we want to do better, we have to push the boundaries. We have to push those things that we've created, that box that we've created in our life, and we have to see how we actually have boxed ourselves in. You know, how have we boxed ourselves in the life that we're in? Because I know that we all have to some degree. We put limitations on what we learn. We put limitations on our value. We put limitations on how we see ourselves. How we see ourselves is so powerful. How do we see our life? How do we see ourselves? And how do we see our life? And I think that we have to really look at that to understand the dynamic of how we see what happens to us. I think that many of us come from the perspective of others have it better and we are, you know, and their life seems to be so easy, while other people think that they have it better. But it's interesting how you look at that perspective of, you know, how do I feel about my life and my intentions and my value? And I think it's based on the fact of, do I feel like I am valuable? Do I feel like I have value? Am I able to use that value? Am I able to capitalize on my personality, my life, the direction of my life? Am I able to really capitalize on that and use it properly? And, you know, it's interesting. I think that some of us get weighed down by the state of the earth and the state of the planet. And I know that many of you out there listening to the show are very empathic. And you don't have to be an X-Men to be an empath, but it is also an amazing ability that a lot of people don't see the power from. And I'm going to be doing a series on being an empath and what that means. Because if you are, things that happen around you, you take very personally. You feel very, very emotional about, and you try to help people, and you seem overwhelmed on this planet because there's so many things that we figure is going wrong that we don't know where to begin. And so that's something that I want to talk about here in the last segment, too. Don't miss, we got Dan Nelson. Dan's going to be here as well as Liz London. We're going to be talking here in just a moment with them here in this next segment. And I want to help everybody. There's some things you can do right now to get some of those distractions out of the way and really focus on you to better your life today. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. Two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses.
ArtForYourCause.com supports artists. There's no cost to join Art For Your Cause, and artists receive an individual artist profile, an online art sales gallery with your artist statement, a link to your website, your original work, your art prints, as well as art printed on awesome products. You retain the copyright and you get paid. ArtForYourCause.com donates 10% of each buyer's purchase to their nonprofit of their choice in the checkout, where there's over 1 million nonprofits to select from. Go ahead and check out ArtForYourCause.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio put the forecast at Big Apple's future to reopen at a few months away at minimum. De Blasio making his comments during a radio interview. Now, during his daily press briefing today in New York, New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says we all need to remember.
In this situation, we have so much emotion, you have politics, you have personal anxiety that people feel, social anxiety, social stress. Let's stick to the facts. Let's stick to the data. Let's make sure we're making decisions with the best information that we have.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany confirmed the possibility that the Trump administration could use sanctuary city reforms as a bargaining chip for funding states in phase four of the coronavirus stimulus. McEnany adding that the White House hopes stage four negotiations begin soon. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about distractions, responsibilities, and taking that personal growth next step. And what is next? Well, many of us are questioning our own reality right now. We never dreamed that what happened in our country could have happened in our country, and it did. It really did. I know, let it sink in. It's not going to sink in for a while. It really hasn't sunk in with everybody. I mean, it's kind of been like the sleepover party that didn't end for 6 weeks. And now it's all going to wake up, and many of us are going to come out of this thing. And I've been living my life the same. I've been going to work every day. I've been working Monday through Saturday. It's been a little quiet, but I've been doing the same thing, right? My closet still needs cleaning. Okay, I haven't done any of that. But I will tell you one thing. I've been doing my same thing, my same routine every day, and I know that many people haven't. And I think that it's time for us to awaken to the reality of where we are and how quickly things could change and how something like that can change our life on a dime. Now, we need to really realize the distractions in our life, eliminate the ones that don't help us, eliminate the ones that aren't going to lead to our purpose or calling, you know, because if there is something that you really want to change, if there is something that you think is appalling in our country or in our world, do something about it. Don't just sit there and think about it. Don't just sit there and, do something about it. But if you really do care about something like that, then, you know, research it and dedicate your time to it. But if you're not going to do something, the distractions just mound up and take us off target, right? So here, I want to talk about those next steps. And first off, I want y'all to think about that. Are you personally judging yourself? Are you personally judging yourself right now? Have you started realizing how much you judge yourself? I mean, I think that the more time you spend on your own, the more you realize you really put yourself down a lot. You can be your worst critic. Are you? And how tough are you on yourself? Better yet, how tough are you on the people around you? Okay? Are you a perfectionist? And we know what perfectionism is, right? That's learned from childhood. That's learned from childhood because we don't feel like we're good enough. And we were told that we weren't good enough at some point in our life, right? Either mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, you know, showed us. And they didn't probably, some people probably did mean to, but most did not mean to. But it taught us that we had to be perfect in order to get respect and love, right? And so we began to be more perfect. We tried to be better than we were. And then we fall into that slippery slope cycle. And that becomes a problem, right? And then we can't seem to do anything right, can't finish things. And then we get to that point where we become this perfectionist, but then we become a perfectionist in every level of our life, putting ourselves down and being our worst critics. Okay, right now I want us to take a little break. I want us to think about sound. I want us to think about the power of sound. I want us to think about what we can learn from that, because we have a tendency of not realizing just what humming or what focusing on our own sound and our own mind and creating it, the value that it can provide. I know that many of us understand the value of music, but what about this? Liz London is the creator of the Portal to the Divine. She's also a resident sound alchemist. I mean, how many people have a sound alchemist on their show, okay? She's going to be live in studio next week as well. We're going to be playing some instruments. She's going to bring me one. And so let's get into the groove of how we can start healing ourselves and calming ourselves through sound. Liz, great to have you in studio today. How are you doing?
I'm good. Greetings, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Last week, we introduced you to a humming exercise, so let's review. Now, one of the greatest things about humming as a self-created sound healing vibration is that it can be nearly inaudible, at least to other people. So you can be humming away, creating powerful resonance for yourself and perhaps triggering beneficial chemical reactions, and no one will know. Humming is something everyone can do and does do. Humming is a sound where you usually make a low, steady drone sound like that of a bee. Try it now. So today we're going to introduce you to a new exercise called conscious humming. So what is conscious humming? Conscious humming is when the sound is generated while humming is actually directed inward to a specific place inside your body that may need assistance or healing. Since humming is the most inwardly directed of all sounds, as noted, many believe it is the most powerful for creating an internal massage of your body. The more we work with consciously humming, the more we're able to control the resonance of the hum so that it can vibrate in the places where it is projected. In order to begin to consciously hum, let's first find a comfortable place to sit where you can make a sound and not be disturbed. In addition, particularly with these exercises, it is a good idea to close your eyes, which seems to enhance your ability to experience the resonance of the hum and the power of your self-created sounds. It is important because many times it is necessary to focus your attention on the sounds you are creating in order to feel them. Now let's begin our new humming, conscious humming exercises. Now listen closely. I would like you to gently block one of your ears with a finger from each hand. Your left hand will be blocking your left ear and your right hand your right ear. While this additional humming exercise may seem simple, it can have a profound results. By shutting out external noises, you will be amplifying your own sound, enhancing your experience of humming. And we want our hum to be as powerful and as resonant as possible. So now let's take some slow, deep, diaphragmatic breaths through your nose, making sure your mouth is closed. Now let's begin humming for one and complete inhale and hum, exhale. One more time. Inhale. Covering your ears. Can you feel a difference between the first time we did and these? Now let's do the exercise again, and this time when we're humming, we'll direct the sound to some part of our body that may need assistance. Okay, hands over the ears, breathe in, hum, out, hum. Okay. Directing the sound wherever you want. Now, I was rather amazed to find that blocking the ears with a finger is also called Brahmahari Pranayama. It is actually considered an advanced sound yoga technique and said to be good for numerous physical and emotional conditions. We're simply experiencing the power of the hum through consciously directing our humming, also known as yogic humming. Please note that the more you practice, the more proficient you will become at projecting the hum to different parts of your body. This, of course, incorporates the concept of bringing in your intention. So let's think, is there a region of your body where you might like to resonate your hum? Perhaps you're experiencing some discomfort in the particular area of your head. You can learn to project the hum to that area. The odds are you'll begin to experience relief or healing. Through reviewing the list of physiological benefits of humming, you'll realize there are many positive attributes you can receive from this sonic activity. This is important because many times it's necessary to focus your attentions on the sounds you are creating in order to feel them. So thanks for joining us today, learning about conscious humming. Next week I'll be live in the studio with Ashley and we'll be playing one of the sound instruments for maximum effect of sound massage.
Yay, I can't wait, Liz. That's going to be great. And maybe you can bring me one to play too.
Of course.
We got to have fun in the studio,
it's
right?
It's going to be fun. Everybody's work. That's the name of the game. We got to have fun.
Well, I look forward to seeing you next week, Liz.
Well, me too. Thanks, everybody. Hum away. Hum.
I love that. I'm going to be humming a lot today, so everybody try this out. It's a stress reliever. It's something that will change your life forever. And she's going to be in the studio next week live. So, and I'm going to be playing an instrument as well, so I'll be joining in. You know, next, Dan Nelson is our resident historian. And the neatest thing about Dan's stories, and we've kind of had like this connection of the story throughout the last week and understanding. I think this story, and the main character in the story, this female, it's very interesting because we realize that women didn't have a lot of rights back then. We also realize that women didn't have a lot of ability to take themselves and to change their situation. We also realize that certain people had a lot of power, were able to do whatever they wanted to do, and that same thing doesn't seem to change now. And so this story is very interesting. It has obviously some change in it, but also it shows us how some things haven't changed and some things have changed a lot. Dan, great to have you on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's a beautiful weekend again here.
It is beautiful, and I'm looking forward to the rest of your story because, you know, women's rights have changed quite a bit, and it's interesting how we see her life, and then we also interesting to see how it actually progressed and changed, and she was actually to create a better life for herself.
Yep, she absolutely took some, as you would say, in tying into this episode, she took some personal growth steps to change her situation. It was very difficult for women to change things back then. I mean, basically got married and the guy called the shots, and then you had, you know, a family was generally created, and sort of like, you know, you worked through that the rest of your life. There wasn't, you know, other options to consider.
Very powerful. So so what happens this time to her, and what is the ending on this?
All right, well, basically what you had is keep in mind that she was mistreated by her first husband who was twice her age, so he abandoned her with her three kids. She took up with a neighbor next door who was 20 years older, and now she's a mother of 10, and she's looking to leave her provider. So she asked to be separated by the court from George Gardner, and he stopped troubling her, so she's over George. And the court, finding out they were never, ever properly married, got quite upset, fined both of them, and they passed a law to say, prevent that from happening again. Meanwhile, Herod became avid Quaker convert. So she joined the Quaker movement, which was not particularly well accepted by the authorities back then. So in 1658, she stepped into the public view. And just to quote an observer here, Harriet Gardner, mother of many children and an inhabitant in Newport, Rhode Island, being moved by the measure of God to carry her message towards Weymouth, took with her the youngest two children, one that fed upon her breast. A journey that, considering her condition, no one could have expected her to accomplish, but her faith was made strong through weakness, and according to the will of God, she finished her testimony at Weymouth in Boston Colony, where the people witnessed her words. Well, they were so excited that she did that, that the Puritan governor of Boston, John Endicott, who, after cursing and threatening her, committed Harriet and the girl that assisted her to the jailer, and they each received 10 stripes with the threefold cord of the covenant. That's basically a rope twisted into three parts, which gives it some biblical meaning. And it was said at the time that such a barbarous act, you know, whipping a woman who had two babes, nursing them at the time, and after being whipped, she knelt and said, "The Lord forgive you, for you know not what you do." And another observer said that surely if she had not had the Spirit of the Lord, she could not do this thing. They were both then in prison for about 14 days. So not good times for Herod. So we went from feeling sorry for poor Herod, who, you know, was forced to marry at age 12, abandoned by her husband, bore all these children, became and now became a member of the Quaker faith, potentially to leave her less pious partner, George Gardner. And so in some ways, after what she's done here, she's sort of Saint Herod in our eyes. Well, it's not quite that simple, because after some 20 years as the partner of George Gardner, Herod appears in another petition presented by a lady named Margaret, and she was the wife of the Quaker John Porter, who was a well-to-do inhabitant of Portsmouth, Rhode Island. And in her petition, she says that John had apparently left her without means of support and depended upon her children. She asked the court to make sure her husband provides for her, and they checked it out, and they said, boy, this poor ancient matron, she's about to be abandoned by this guy, so he can't transfer any of his wealth to anyone else until he takes care of her. They did exempt one thing, which was a conveyance that Porter had made to the governor, and that was left out. That was said that was okay to do. So sort of like the bribe's still good. So in 1665, after he took care of Margaret, his property was released. And so you may be saying, so why is Dan talking about this Margaret Porter person? What's she got to do with Herod, who, meanwhile, we were considering for sainthood? Well, it turns out that Herod had been living under the pretense of being John Porter's house servant. In the fall of 1667, an indictment was made against Mr. Porter and Herod for that they are suspected to cohabitat and so to live in a way of incontinency, which is a scandalous way of living, basically saying it was illegitimate. So Porter was called into court, he was acquitted, and then eventually Herod was pulled into court, and she was acquitted as well. So apparently money talks.
Very
so
interesting.
Then, yeah. So, yeah, it was. So then John and Herod got married. You know, he was 25 years older than her. He gave a bunch of land to her children. And then when he died, his divorced wife, Margaret, actually executed his will. Meantime, George Gardner, at the age of 66, married a 40-year younger woman. And so now we know that it turns out dear Saint Herod was actually a homewrecker, and she was messing with my 10th great-grandma's marriage. So we don't know when Herod died, but she did leave several successful descendants, and one of them had her, some of her more scandalous DNA. So we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks and tell his story.
I can't wait. I'm interested in that part of the story for sure, Dan.
Yeah, there's definitely some scandalous DNA she handed down to one of her kids. So just as amazing of a story.
Well, I can't wait. You always share us a wealth of knowledge, and I appreciate it. And I look forward to the next week and the following week and just hearing all these historical stories, Dan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dan will be back next week, and we'll continue that saga as well in the following week, because this is interesting stuff. I mean, come on. Some things have changed, and some things haven't changed at all. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. With your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Good times. We've been talking about good times here. We're talking about personal growth. We've been talking about distractions. We've been talking about responsibilities. We've been talking about where do we go from here. Liz London, Dan Nelson joined us in the last segment live. You know, Liz is our sound alchemist. Dan is our resident historian. We talk about history, about how things really aren't really that different in certain ways, and some ways they are. With the sound alchemist, we're able to actually calm down and take a little break because I know that many of you are a little overwhelmed with what's happening in our society today, what's going on, our responsibilities, and, well, we just need to center ourselves. So it's always an interesting time, right? It's always interesting. And so what I want to explain right now in the last segment is that time, I believe, it's all relative, right? Time to me is really, it's quite cyclical. It's like in a circle. I really don't know time. I don't think it's linear like a lot of us think. So I really think everything's happening at the same time. We can talk about quantum physics. We can get into all this, but we don't really have time for that right now. But what I'm saying is that no matter what is happening around us, no matter the distraction that we have, no matter the whirlwind of news, no matter what they're telling us is so important that we need to fixate on right now, we need to focus on what we need to do for us. Now, I'm not talking about narcissistically or sociopathically, right? I'm talking about we have to focus on what we must do to understand ourselves, to identify ourselves, and to understand our value. Okay, and this is really, really important. It's not about what we have, and it's not about the car, it's not about the job title. We've seen a lot of people lose their jobs in the last few weeks. We've seen a lot of people, well, a lot of things have changed. So the value that we must find is based on our own life, a away from everything. And it's hard because a lot of us, like I was saying earlier, define ourselves within the box. We define ourselves by a title. We define ourselves by what we drive. We define ourselves by where we live or our address or whatever. Or the fact that we're a mom or we're not a mom. Or the fact that we are married or we're not married. So now I want you to really think about it. Are you really tough on yourself? How tough are you on yourself in defining yourself? How tough are you on other people? If you're a perfectionist, for example, being a perfectionist is directly related to something that happened in your childhood where you didn't think you were good enough. There was somebody told you or something happened where you felt really, really bad about yourself. And from then on out, you couldn't do anything unless it was perfect. Right? Again, these childhood wounds creep up into our adult life. Have you dealt with your childhood wounds? Honestly, have you dealt with your childhood wounds? Because most people have not. They haven't. They won't. They're going to sweep them under the rug forever, and they're never going to deal with it because they don't want to see what they don't want to find out what they're going to see. But I'm just telling you, the pain and suffering that you're dealing with today is way more than the pain and suffering of actually excavating that information. It's like when something bad happens or you feel bad about something or you feel guilt about it, when you like play it on in your head over and over again and you never speak it out loud, it seems really big, right? It's like, oh gosh, I'm a horrible person, right? But is that true? What about just speaking it out loud? How does it feel? I mean, that's the reason why, you know, certain religions have where you just talk to somebody. You tell them all your problems. That's why therapy works, right? Where somebody listens to you. And if you have a good therapist or a good life coach or somebody you can work with, you know, you're able to go through that and unpack that. Unpack that. Some people are still dealing with their childhood wounds, and we got to get right with that. Because if we can get right with that, we can begin to see and get under there and see what's going on and understand our value and let go of those things that get in the way of us seeing our true self. Because what happens is we take all those things and we put it all together in this box, but it doesn't give us room to grow. And so I want you to really think about it. How have you created your own box? And your box is on everything. It's on identity. It's on labels, right? It's on the thoughts about yourself. It's about the things that hold you back and the things that you actually hold yourself back with. Think about some of these. Begin to journal. You can't just take all this in at one moment. Okay, I got it. Journal it. You know, what are some things that you can do? What are some things that you can let go of to begin to see your true reality, the value, to see you being in the moment? And one of the things that I would like to prescribe to you right now is just to be in the moment and catch that mental broken record when you start hearing things and comments and triggers and all that stuff. Focus and refocus on the moment. And as you hear those things, write them down. Write them down so you can see what it is, so you can understand where it's coming from. And then we can begin to figure out the triggers of where that came from. Remember, an emotion doesn't just show up without a thought. And that's what I want to leave you with. You can't feel bad. You can't feel depressed. You can't want to cry without some sort of thought that predicated that, that started that, right? It's not just out of the blue. Emotions don't rule you. Okay, let's get it together. Let's go forward and let's go from here. I look forward to next week. We have a great show for you coming up next week. I'll be live again. Check out the YouTube channel. Go to Ashley Burgess. New videos every single week. And live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. Three shakes. CreateYourCause.org started with a passion. A passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding, and we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist with raising money using your most valuable asset, your supporters. From environmental causes to helping the families of fallen soldiers, we know that no matter what your cause is, it's what matters most to you. There's no time like the present. Create your cause today. Go to createyourcause.org. That is createyourcause.org.